After 3 years of digging, pruning and watering, an unsanctioned garden bordering Kelowna's city-maintained encampment has been uprooted. The encampment, called Tent City, by those who call it home, is located parallel to the Okanagan Rail Trail between Gordon Drive and Richter Street in Kelowna. Tent City is currently home to more than 100 people and spans nearly 1 kilometer long. The hand-constructed shelters and tents that make up the unhoused community is visible to both drivers and pedestrians, often drawing stares and insults, say Tent City residents. In 2022, former Tent City residents Debbie and Garth, last names unknown, were the first to break ground on the garden, as a way to beautify the area and create a sense of pride for those living there. The couple has since moved on, leaving resident Adam Hillner, better known as AJ, and his dog Teddy, to step up and take charge of the garden. AJ, who has been experiencing unsheltered homelessness for nearly a decade, planted a variety of vegetables including leafy greens, potatoes, peppers and tomatoes with help with his Tent City neighbors in May, and the garden quickly grew in size. In June, Kelowna Bylaw Services first raised concerns regarding the garden, which is dug into city property, as it contravened many of the parameters set out for those sheltering at the encampment. On June 4, Bylaw Services manager Kevin Mead told Capital News that the plants did not need to be uprooted. However, he said residents must be respectful of the site's rules, including the requirement to not build any permanent structures. Mead said that preventing entrenchment by restricting the accumulation of items at Tent City, or any encampment, is important for the safety and health of all people. He said that balancing the needs of people experiencing unsheltered homelessness with their neighbors living in surrounding communities is a priority for bylaw services. Mead said that the intended use of the encampment is as temporary sheltering site, not as a long-term living situation with permanent structures. He said the city's goal is to have people move from Tent City into shelters and then progress into supportive housing. However, many people living at Tent City, like AJ, feel as though they have no choice but to put down roots at the outdoor sheltering site after being kicked out of many of the shelters in the city for failure to comply with rules, curfews and regulations. On July 24, AJ contacted Black Press to say that the community garden was being uprooted by bylaw services as part of a regularly scheduled deep clean. On July 25, the garden was completely gone and the remaining soil was being scraped up and dumped into a truck with a backhoe. Some plants had been hastily dug up and repotted in containers, bins and pots by Tent City residents in an attempt to save the fruits of their labor. AJ was unavailable for comment due to the emotional distress he experienced with the uprooting of the garden, according to his girlfriend Alcinia, last name unknown. She spoke on his behalf and said that watching the garden be ripped up has been devastating for not only AJ, but the other Tent City residents as well. Alcinia said there was confrontation and an argument between bylaw services and AJ about the garden, but ultimately he was forced to comply. Alcinia said those who contributed to the garden fear the plants will die as they were quickly and perhaps improperly dug out of the ground. Additionally, many of the plants are now being stored in unsuitable bins with improper drainage. Mead said that the removal of the garden was prompted by the need for emergency services to have better access to the site. "It's a safety issue," he said. "People are welcome to create a mobile garden that can be easily moved to accommodate cleanings." Mead said that to date in 2024, there have been 75 calls to fire or ambulance services for emergencies at Tent City, and recently first responders have had difficulty reaching those in need. When the city of Kelowna designed the encampment, it was made to accommodate at most a few dozen tents. Due to the recent growth and expansion of the encampment, the city of Kelowna said it is now reconfiguring the site to allow more space for people and better access for emergency services. In addition to the removal of the garden, the chain fence that separated a portion of the encampment from the rail trail and several trees have also been removed. Once the renovations of the site are complete in August, Mead said there will be a more constant presence of support workers at Tent City with representation from Interior Health, harm reduction teams and outreach organizations to better serve those experiencing unsheltered homelessness. We are looking forward to more collaboration, said Mead,